The valley is no longer under an excessive heat warning, but temperatures are still expected to approach 110 today, and officials are warning residents to try to avoid being outside during the heat of the day. Brittany Hoffman with Valley Metro says her agency is also concerned about the weather.
Safety is our number one precaution, and as we know, heat is a safety element, especially in Arizona, definitely during the summer months.
Hoffman says riders are encouraged to bring water and a hat or umbrella for shade and to get to their stop about 5 minutes early to spend the least amount of time outside as possible. And she says all buses are inspected before they hit the roads to try to minimize mechanical problems while on their routes.
Well, yes, there are times with any type of vehicle that, you know, it may overheat or anything. That's why we do these checks ahead of time so that we're prepared. So if there is an issue, that bus doesn't go on the road and we pre-check another one.
Ann Hoffman says paratransit riders can schedule their trips and pick up and drop off locations, meaning they can make sure those places have air conditioning. But riders with disabilities do face a number of challenges when the temperatures rise. For more on that, I'm joined by Lauren Worthington. He's Vice President of Communication and Marketing at Ability 360. He's also used a wheelchair for 35 years after suffering a spinal cord injury. And Lauren, for people in the disability community, what are some of the challenges that triple-digit temps pose?
Well, heat can really compound when you have a disability because you just don't have as many options to prepare for getting out and going into the heat. And also you don't have as many options if something goes wrong and you need to find a place to cool down or take actions that will help you when it starts getting too hot.
You talk about preparing, and I would imagine that preparation is a big component before someone leaves the house, right?
Boy, no question. It comes to making sure that you've drank plenty to prepare for it, what you wear. But in the case of individuals like myself who use a wheelchair, making sure that that wheelchair is not going to let you down, making sure that you understand your path, where you need to go, where you need to be, and should the sidewalk be under construction, should a bus not be have a lift working, what's plan B in order to stay cool for until you can find an alternative.
We all hear so much about how, for example, car batteries tend to die more often in the summer here. Do wheelchair motors, for example, have that problem? Do city buses have that problem with their lifts more in the summer?
Well, certainly wheelchairs have batteries, they have motors, and they have electrical components that just don't like when they're out in the heat too much. And especially if somebody just maybe can't afford to maintain it, it's an older wheelchair. Just like an older car, you're more susceptible.
So what might a plan B look like? Obviously, you can't control whether or not a component of a bus is working, be it the lift or even the air conditioning on a bus. So how do you try to prepare to have a plan B there?
For me personally, when I was commuting via public buses, I was always making friends with the restaurant or somebody by the bus stop so that I could duck in and stay in the shade and watch my watch so that I was only out in the sun right at the last minute to get on board of a bus. Also looking for the stops that have shade. So even if that took a little longer to get to that stop, that was one that really made a lot of difference for me.
Am I right that you now have a vehicle that you're able to use when you have to get between places?
Yeah, that's correct. When I first had my injury, I used public transportation to get myself to school for quite a bit. And then as I got a job, I got my own car. And so I've had to really pay attention to make sure that that is maintained, especially in the summer when if it had a problem and I had to pull over to the side of the road, maybe without air condition, maybe the doors couldn't open. That's very concerning. And it's always been something that I've worked hard to make sure the vehicle is maintained.
And I would imagine there's also the added exertion. I mean, for folks who are not in wheelchairs, you get into the car, you get out of the car, but you also have to get not just yourself into the vehicle, but also your wheelchair, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's definitely something that you're thinking about as you prepare, is that what kind of, we call it a transfer, what kind of transfer am I going to do? Whether it's me going up a ramp and getting into a vehicle and making sure that they know I'd really appreciate the air condition being on, or making sure that when I get on a bus that the air conditioner is working, Or in the case of a personal vehicle, or maybe it's a friend or an Uber, making sure that you've got a plan B. If that car breaks down, we're looking for shade. We're going to try to get in a way that I can get into a building or something like that. Another one that most people with disabilities are thinking about is maybe having a spray bottle, maybe having a washcloth, maybe having one more water bottle than you, somebody else might have, just to make sure that you can stay cool if you do end up in the heat.
You've talked about trying to find shade, and we've heard in the past that that can sometimes, depending on where you are in the valley, be a bit of a challenge. How have you found that? Like, is there generally enough shade for people to be using when it's this hot out?
That's a question that I'm sure a lot of people would have different answers for. But the answer is yes, and it's a matter of preparation. When I have to go somewhere that I've never been before, now that's where I need to think it out. That's where it's great to be able to look on Google and see what to expect. But predominantly, light rail has good shade. Bus stops, you can find it. And a lot of the businesses, you can get into the shade pretty quick when you're commuting. A lot of us always look for patronizing places that have covered parking. Garages are great. So those are the places we look for.
So do you try to figure out before you go somewhere where ideally you would like to park when you get there?
Oh, no question. I use Google every time I'm going to a business or a friend or somebody that I haven't been to, and thinking out, where am I going to park? What are my opportunities to get out of the heat pretty quick?
If I could ask you about one additional aspect of your injury, which is that you are not able to sweat naturally. Is that right?
That's correct. With my disability, I have a spinal cord injury, and it affects my ability to perspire. So I rely on the spray bottle and water and the way I dress to keep cool. And I certainly have to be very cognizant of the amount of energy that I put out and what I do in order to not overheat.
All right. That's Lauren Worthington with Ability 360. Lauren, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.